Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
We got something to talk about. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We do not expect all of you, because our vast audience ranges from young kids all the way up until, 90-year-olds. And I'm being honest here. So I know some of you are not as active on social media as others. Many of you may not even have social media. So let us fill you in. As we discussed yesterday, Brian Snicker stepping away. And I said yesterday, we're giving him his flowers. For those who are not familiar, we were praising him and loving on him. And giving him his flowers, guys, is a term used to say, hey, let somebody know now before they're gone. Now, we did a lot of that yesterday. But we also started talking about, at the end of the show, I think it was Day-Day, and he was talking about Bobby Cox and Mike. Some of the comparisons came up, and Day-Day said, hey, is he a, and yeah, man, no, man, actually, he talked about, is he a top manager of all time? And so it got into this discussion about Bobby and Snit. Now, this wasn't necessarily a comparison, but for those of you who are not on social media, last night, this led to something very interesting. Now, Mike, you fill in the blanks from there, because now we have a Hall of Famer who's jumped in.
Yeah, because I put it out there on Twitter. It's my opinion. Now, again, it's not a personal shot. It's a sports take. And I said, Brian Snicker did more with less. Bobby Cox did less with more. That's it. And I was watching movies last night. I was flipping around watching some baseball this morning. I saw when I got on social media. I try to shut it off when I get home, because I think that's a good idea for most people. So this morning I saw on social media, Chipper hit me at. He basically retweeted what I wrote.
Yes, and what are you going to do about it, you big gas bag?
And that's what Chipper said. You are, without a doubt, a clown. Only an absolute talentless gas bag would take this opportunity to celebrate a glorious retirement by crapping on the generational general manager and manager that ignited the last 35 years of baseball relevance. You can't be serious with this post. And I hit back and I said, look, I'm sorry you feel this way. I said, everybody loves, Snit and Bobby, but I'll die on that hill. That basically Snit never had the consistent resources that Bobby had. Didn't have the generational talent that Chipper played with. And I understand where Chipper's coming from. And to a lesser extent, I understand where some of Braves fans who were upset with my comments. And I was going back and forth with some guys yesterday, Carl, during the end of the show. First off, Bobby Cox is still alive. I know he's in ill health. And we all saw how he was, looked like he's struggling during the 95 reunion. But, I mean, who am I supposed to compare Snicker to? Chuck Tanner? Bobby Wine? I mean, and Bobby and Chipper brings up a great point. Bobby, stepped down from the manager's office and became the general manager and helped to develop that great talent. And then Charles got the baton and brought even more talent in. But, I mean, who am I supposed to compare Snicker to?
Who?
I wasn't around to watch the 57, 58 World Series teams.
Wait for Willie, you gloated gus bug.
So, and I understand Chipper and anybody else who played for Bobby, they loved him. Look, I covered that team. I worked for Fox Sports South back then. I was in that clubhouse. You know, Emmy nominated Carl one year. I mean, for Kyrie, and I get it. He is a truly lovable guy who had the players' backs, and even more so than Snicker, because he'd get out there, let the umps know what's going on, and people love him. And he was a treasure. But I will die on that hill that he underachieved all the talent that he had. You give Brian Snitker or Tony La Russa or Joe Torre or Jim Leland, three Cy Young Award winners, and the Jones brothers and all the other talent that came through that building, and I think they'll win more than one World Series in 14 seasons. But it's not a personal shot. It's a sports take. So we've reached out to Chipper. He was initially scheduled to go on Steakhouse this week. And perhaps, maybe if not this week or tomorrow, we'll get Chipper on a later date. Because we all love Chipper. And I certainly respect his takes. And he knows more about baseball from his experience than I would. But as a guy that's watched this Braves team since I got here in 98, I believe what I wrote. And I still do.
Now listen, you spineless gas bag.
Well, no, a spineless would back off. And by the way, I said this on the pre-show to Carl. My buddy's caught this. My buddy Ron, I went to high school with. Ron Levine hit me up today, and he's like, he goes, wow. He goes, 40 years ago, Jacqueline called you a lazy, talentless turd. Because I was busy talking to girls on the sideline during a game at Sias in high school. And now 40 years later, I get called it by a Hall of Famer.
So
it's all my Heat Theodore P. gas bag.
End of the 90s, early 2000s, I'm covering baseball, and came to town a lot because the Braves were in the playoffs a lot. They won a lot. They were, Mike, for the most part, always favored in these early series that they lost in because of what you just talked about, which was pitching.
Right.
Pitching matters. When you have three legitimate starters, in many cases the Braves had more than that, but we know about the three that are in the Hall of Fame. You felt like you were going to get at least three wins every time you threw those guys out there. We know that didn't happen. I say all that to say that if you look at what the Braves accomplished in the 90s, over 925 wins between 1990 and 99. Now, Chipper obviously goes into the early 2000s. He doesn't retire until 2012. But the point is, with all the wins and all the division titles and all the playoff runs, as I quote one famous rapper, not enough. You didn't win as much as you should have. And the reasoning for that varies. But for us to sit here and act like, well, you know what? It's okay. Or they did whatever they did and it's never going to be talked about. I hate to tell you this, Atlanta. Go outside of our city. Go outside of our state, and people around the country always ask, you from Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't the Braves win more, man? They were so good. Do you know how many times I've gotten that? Man, those teams were loaded. What happened? Why do you think they didn't win as much? Now, I'm not going to sit here and blame Bobby Cox for every stinking playoff loss, but Mike, you're on to something when we start talking about why we rank guys where we rank them. And more importantly, in the pecking order of all-time managers. And Bobby, look, he made a lot of runs, got a World Series. He obviously is the best manager we've ever had in this city. There's no debating that. But when you start talking about this particular situation in which Chipper called you, what he called you, a gas bag?
Talentless, a clown, and gas bag.
Clown and gas bag. When you get into this situation and you start talking about this specific thing, I don't think you're off base here. And I'm not saying that because I'm Mike's partner, and I'm not saying, you guys know this. We disagree on a lot of stuff.
Right.
But I'm saying it because other people have said it. People outside of our circle, outside of Atlanta, outside of Braves country have said it. So he's great. Can I tell you he's great, but at the same time critique what he did and examine what happened? We want you to tell us how you feel. 404-726-0929. Many of you were here. Most of you weren't. We know how the city grew between like 96 and 06. The fact of the matter is, if you watch this team for 20, 25 years, whatever it might have been, maybe you just started watching them in the last nine and Snit was the manager. 404-726-0929. Is it okay that we examine both of these guys and talk about what they did and what they accomplished without taking cheap shots, without calling, what did he call you?
Gas bag.
Clown. Gas bag and a clown. Can we do that without calling somebody out and saying, hey, you know what? There's no doubt you shouldn't be saying this. Why not? I said today to Mike, to Day-Day and O, there's never a good time for anything. When you get fired, guess what? That day, when it comes, and I hope it never does for you guys, if it's a Friday, it's not a good day. If it's a Monday, it's not a good day. And if it's a Wednesday, it's not a good day. There's never a good day to start saying, hey, man, let's start looking at what this guy did and critique. Are we supposed to wait? How long do we wait? And more importantly, now that Snit's walked away, the reason why this conversation is relevant, guys, is because Snit was so damn good, we're now willing to put him in that same category and say, hey, he got a World Series too. Didn't manage as long as Bobby. Let's look at the numbers. Let's see what they did and compare. It's okay.
Right. And as I said, you know, talking about it yesterday, I mean, there's such a legacy because Snicker was around with Bobby. Then eventually we had the gap there, and then Snicker took over. Like Bobby, both went worst to first, you know. But Bobby, and he did it, as Chipper brought up, in part developed because he was the GM, and his scouting staff went and got the talent that became that young nucleus back in the early 90s. But John Charles also added a lot of pieces to that pie.
It changed a lot.
Okay?
It did.
I mean, and as I said earlier, I mean, from Crime Dog all the way to Gary Sheffield and everything in between, from having enough pitching where guys like Millwood, you know, wouldn't even get a chance to pitch because, you know, we get beaten in the best of five. Ironically, the best of five also became kryptonite for Brian Snicker. You know, the ball bats is funny for everybody, but when you're elite managers, and the Braves have been blessed to have elite managers, as Chipper pointed out, you judge them by the postseason. You judge them by the big moves. And to me, if you give three Cy Young Award winners, you know, Andrew Jones, Chipper Jones, the legacy of players, I'll put that over a couple years of Freddie Freeman that Snit got. Okay? Compare the starting pitching year after year that Snicker had to juggle. Snicker would have three-fifths of a rotation. Never had anything like what Bobby had. The night shift was the one time the bullpen was great. I know that Cox's bullpen wasn't always elite. But to me, you can have this conversation without all of a sudden treading on a sacred cow that is Bobby Cox without having people lose their minds. I understand Chipper's affinity for his skipper. I get all that. But the numbers are the numbers. And my opinion is it's a free country. I'm free to feel the way I feel about Bobby Cox. And I hope he lives to be 100.
Did he do more with less, or did he do less with more? You tell us. 404-726-0929. And it's okay. We're not going to call you. What do you call you? What do you call you?
Gasbag.
We're not going to call you a clown or gasbag. We're not going to do that. You're free to tell us how you feel about this. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can find us, by the way, on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 92.9. Follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Let me talk to Andy and Hiram. Andy, what do you think about this? When you talk about Bobby Cox and the Braves and the Bobby Cox Braves, did he do more with less or less with more?
Bobby did less with more, always. And, of course, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I meet y'all all the time when y'all up in Hiram at the Buffalo. So
hey, man.
I figured I'd call in when y'all talking about my Braves.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll be back up there in Hiram. Bobby Cox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody's taking any awards, any accolades away from him, anything.
His legacy is secure.
Anything.
I mean, I don't think, you know, and this is the argument I was having with some guys yesterday. I mean, these are the managers, you brought this up today. Tears of a clown. These are the managers that most of our audience grew up with the most. You know, unless somebody wants to plant a flag for Joe Torre. You know, but that's who you're familiar with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.